Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to TARPU Investimentos' second quarter 2010 earnings results conference call. Thank you for standing by. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through TARPU's website at www.ccall.com.br/tarpun. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After TARPU's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements in this presentation may contain forward-looking statements, which are based on the beliefs and assumptions of TARPU management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Eduardo Mussafchi, TARPU's Investor Relations Officer. You may now begin, sir.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for attending this call. As most of you are aware, we had strong results year to date. It's a happy moment for us. We're glad to present a consistent operating and financial performance for both the second quarter and the first half of 2010. I'll be very straightforward, and then I'd like to suggest that we get started very quick, and we can leave the questions for later that you may have. Let's move to page three of the presentation, where we talk about the quarter highlights. First, the assets under management, which is the main driver of revenue growth and revenue expansion, reached 5 billion reais in the end of the second quarter. That's a very strong increase when compared to the second quarter of 2009. Our funds and managed accounts, in terms of performance, posted very good results during the quarter, during the first half in total, but also during the last 12, 24, and 36 months. The performance has contributed to this very strong results that we had. Just to give you some sense, until the end of the second quarter, the returns of our public equities portfolio were 15.6% relative to the Ibovespa index, which was down 11.2%. It was a good moment for us in terms of outperformance and, I would say, alpha generation relative to the market. It was a good time to stay away from the beta component of the market, and it was a very fortunate thing for us to see such a strong performance, especially when the market went up as much as it did in the last 24 months. Well, especially during the recovery of 2009 as well. Operating revenues during the second quarter amounted to 87.8 million reais. That's almost five times what we earned during the same period of last year. The net income was 51.2 million reais. As we have stated in the past, we tend to be very high dividend payers. Due to that, we made a dividend distribution of 105 million reais, which is equivalent to 2.55 reais per share. In any case, we'll cover these aspects in more detail in the upcoming slides. Again, we're open for questions that you may have. I'd like to move to page four, where we find our assets under management composition. As I I've said in all the calls that we had since we listed our company, for us it's very important to have long-standing clients with very good relationships that really give us the necessary reliability to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run. And I would say that part of this strong performance in the recent years is related to that. We were able to post good results in an environment that it was very negative for most of the industry, and that helped us a lot when you look in, when you look into the second quarter results. Our investor base, we continue to be focused on attracting the most sophisticated investors in the world, including endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, pension funds, and high net worth individuals. And coupled with the amount of proprietary capital, which comprises 16% of the overall assets under management, give us the necessary flexibility and the reliability on the capital to deploy to pursue very unique investment opportunities in the long run. Now moving to page 5, where we indicate our three main investment vehicles. As you might know, our activities are conducted under three investment vehicle formats. The long-only strategy, which comprises the public investments, the hybrid equity, which comprises investments that are made on the public and the private side, and the co-investment strategy, which we launched in the beginning of this year and comprises primarily co-investment opportunities in specific larger transactions. Now moving to page 6, where we present the historical data of our assets under management. As we disclosed on page 3, our AUM amounted to 5 billion reais. That's a strong increase over 2009, but also an increase over the first quarter of 2010. I'd like to add a point to this conference call, which relates to what we call the management fee paying assets under management, which amounted to 4.3 billion by the end of the second quarter. Just so you understand what that means, the management fee paying assets under management represents the capital that it has actually been invested and has been deployed, and we only charge fees on the capital that has actually been deployed. So primarily the balance between the 5 billion and the 4.3 billion comes from uncalled commitments, which is capital that has been sitting aside that we will deploy as we identify future investment opportunities looking forward, or co-investment structures that we developed in the past that were structured to bring other players or other participants into some co-investment opportunities alongside with us. It's important to highlight that after the launch of the co-investment strategy or the co-investment vehicle in the beginning of this year, our intention is to further develop or further grow this strategy. And we believe that the majority of the new co-investors that we may attract will come into this strategy. Also, in the chart at the bottom of the page, I'd like to briefly discuss the growth of the AUM and how it was breakdown in terms of performance gains and net inflows. During the second quarter, the assets under management growth in connection to performance gains amounted to 212 million reais, while net inflows were equivalent to 56 million. More importantly, during the first half of 2010, there was a 1.1 billion reais increase in assets under management, and that was that is explained primarily by the 480 million reais increase from performance gains and the 571 million reais from net inflows. Now, if you move to page 7, where we give you some more information about how the AUM breaks down by investment strategy and the respective amount of called and uncalled capital. As you can see, the total amount of uncalled capital represents 478 million reais. So that's the amount we have sitting aside for future investment opportunities we may identify. In addition to that, at the end of the quarter, other co-investment opportunities, as I said, that were done outside of the co-investment vehicle that was launched in the beginning of this year, represented 206 million reais. These investments are valued at cost, and on those we charge only performance fees, not management fees. As I said before, but I would like to stress this point, our strategy now is to concentrate the co-investment commitments on the Tarpon Special Opportunities Fund. And at the end of the month of June, the assets under management of the Special Opportunities Fund represented 499 million reais, out of which 315 was committed but uncalled. In addition to that, as you can see in the chart at the right-hand side of the page, you can find the assets under management breakdown by public and private equity. At the end of the second quarter, Tarpon's exposure to public equities represented 85% of the invested capital, while private equity investments valued at fair value corresponded to 15%. I'd like to move to page 8, where we talk about the fund's performance. On the second quarter, the long-only equity strategy posted net returns of 6.9% in Brazilian reais and 5.8% in U.S. dollars. For the first half of the year, the accumulated returns for this strategy were 15.6% in Brazilian reais and 11.6% in U.S. dollars. The hybrid strategy, on the other hand, posted net returns of 7.6% in U.S. dollars during the quarter. This strategy is only available for non-Brazilian investors, accumulating a net positive performance of 13.8% during the first half of 2010. Just to give you some sense of where the market indexes stayed during the same period, just for illustrative purposes, as we don't follow any stock market index, during the first half of 2010, the Ibovespa and the IBX indexes posted negative returns of 11.2 and 12.1, respectively, both in Brazilian reais. Moving ahead to page 9, we'd like to go over Tarpon's financial highlights, talking about our operating revenues. First, management fees. Just for disclosure reasons, we charge management fees on a monthly or quarterly basis, and the management fees are calculated over the amount of called capital. During the second quarter of 2010, revenues related to management fees amounted to 12.8 million reais. A slightly similar amount relative to the previous quarter, and more than 70% higher than the 7.5 million earned in the second quarter of 2009. This year-over-year better results reflect primarily the growth in the assets under management. So this is primarily where the driver of the growth of management fee revenues come from, the increase in assets under management. As far as performance fees, during this quarter, we're glad to present very strong results, as most of you have eventually already seen. This is primarily due to the fact that in the beginning of this year, most of our funds were above the high water mark. So we were able to collect performance fees from the majority of the capital that we manage. Just so you understand the rationale, the fees are collected based on the performance of the funds when the certain hurdle rate is surpassed, and investors and funds pay performance fees on distinct dates of the year, depending on the characteristics of the funds. Performance fees in the second quarter of 2010 amounted to 75 million reais compared to 11.6 million of the same period of 2009. During the first half of this year, total revenues amounted to 131.6 million against 11.6 for the same period of 2009. So there is a very important growth in terms of performance fee collection. In terms of high watermark, just so you have a sense, today or at the end of the quarter, 99% of Tarpon's assets under management were, or net asset value, were above the respective high watermarks. In addition to that, as of June 30th, 2010, just so you have a sense, uncollected performance fees amounted to roughly 23 million reais, and those are performance fees that will eventually crystallize, and it's just for illustrative purposes, so you have a sense that if the performance fee collection dates were also at the end of the second quarter, there would be an additional 23 million reais to be collected. It's important to say that this potential amount may change as it is highly correlated with the performance of the funds. Now moving to page 10, talking about total operating revenues, we had 88 million reais roughly. It's about five times higher than the second quarter of 2009. During the first half of 2010, total operating revenues amounted to 157 million reais against 21.6 million of the same period of 2009. On the bottom of this page, you may also see the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. You see that total operating expenses amounted to 23.2 million reais during the second quarter of 2010, while total operating expenses during the first half amounted to 27.8 million. That's an operating margin of 81%. The recurring portion of our operating expenses, as you may see, is comprised by general administrative expenses and primarily payroll. The non-recurring portion is comprised of variable compensation and the provision of our stock option plan. So for modeling purposes and to understand the business, what you really need to see is that when there is no performance fee, no performance fee collection, the non-recurring portion of the operating expenses tend to be very small. For the first half, the same expenses for the first half of 2010 amounted to 21 million reais, with a variable compensation accounting for 17.2 million reais. The stock option provision, on the other hand, which has no cash impact, amounted to roughly 4 million reais. Talking about net profits, moving to page 11, net income in the second quarter of 2010 amounted to 51.2 million reais. That's equivalent to about 1 real and 24 cents per share. This amount represented a net margin of 61%, and net revenues increased by almost 500% over the same period of 2009. To be precise, 481%. During the first half, net income totaled 105 million reais, and that's obviously a substantial increase over the 8 million of the same period of 2009. In connection with that, we announced the distribution of the same amount in dividend, 105 million reais in dividends. That's 100% payout and equivalent to 2 reais and 55 cents per share. This is absolutely in line with our past statements that Tarpon should be a very strong dividend payer. Talking about in more detail about our dividend distribution, if you move to page 12, you can see that the recently declared amount was equivalent to a dividend yield of 30.4%. That's based on the average share price of the first half of 2010. In connection with the 2009 fiscal year results, we distributed 15.2 million reais in dividends, and that was equivalent to 37 cents per share, and a dividend yield of 5.5%. What can we try to extract from that is that depending on the amount of performance fees that are collected or will be collected in the future, the trend is that the vast majority of the fees that will be collected out of performance will be distributed right away to the shareholders. Since August 2nd, in connection with that, we have traded X of dividends. Now moving to the last page, which is talks about the our shares performance. As most of you are aware, our shares are traded on the Novo Mercado. Year to date, our shares have been up about 25%, outperforming the market heavily. And after the announcement of the second quarter results, the shares went up more than 30%. Based on yesterday's market price, Tarpon's market cap is about 429 million reais. And just the last point that I'd like to make, which was on the press during this week, is that on the corporate side, we made a joint decision with Mr. Claudio Galeazzi that led to his resignation. And he will leave, unfortunately, our board of directors, and he will be replaced by Marcelo Lima, which is one of our executive officers, who will be appointed as Tarpon's new board member. So with all that said, I'd like to open the floor for questions, if any. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from Mr. John Prigoff from Equinox.
Hi, congratulations on the great results. Two questions. The first one, I understand that you're kind of transitioning from one compensation structure to another, but when I look at the amount of recurring compensation as a percentage of performance fees, it was only 13%. I presume that some of that was due to performance that actually happened during 2009, but the fees weren't actually paid until 2010. But can you just clarify that discrepancy and maybe help us understand how to expect what future non-recurring comp will look like as a percentage of performance fees?
Okay, John, it's the performance fee amount. It's up to 35%. The bonus amount is up to 35% of the performance fees. And up to, so it can be less than that. It's up to the compensation committee discretion to define how much will be distributed to the management and all the executives. So it's hard to give you a hard number. How much will that be in the future? As it is absolutely discretionary. Let me just give you an example. We may collect very strong performance fees at a given period, while the performance of our funds have been much below the index or the market as a whole. So that is not, a very, very strong case for a very high distribution of, performance fees and bonuses to the executives. So it's a discretionary number. I would say that it should range somewhere between 10 and 20 and get to 35% in moments where we were able to outperform the market very heavily, especially when the market is down. So sorry not to give you, you know, a more precise answer, but this is, you know, something that will fluctuate looking forward.
Okay, and so the timing effect that I talked about, that didn't factor into it at all. It was just that was management's decision based on, you know, what they felt like they wanted to compensate people.
Exactly.
Okay, my other question is about the co-investment strategies. In those funds, I understand that you don't collect management fees and you only collect performance fees. Are the performance fees similar to the fees in the other funds, or are they higher or lower?
Well, we have
the typical fee structure for a new investor.
No, I understood your point. We have two structures for performance fees for co-investments. Sorry, one is the old structure where, for example, for any transaction that we would engage, that we would call co-investors, you know, there was no management fee. There was like a SPV vehicle, like a special purpose vehicle that was built, and then investors would come in into this structure and pay only performance fees at the realization of the investment. Performance fees in these vehicles are similar to the others in the traditional tarpon funds. On the co-investment strategy that we launched in the beginning of this year, yes, there is a management fee only on the capital that has been invested. It's a lower management fee base, but in addition to the performance fee, there is a management fee.
Okay, but in general, the performance fees for new investors going into these structures should be similar nominally to the fees on other products you have.
Yeah, should be.
Okay, but they're only charged when the
investment is actually. It should be slightly more challenging. I mean, you know, maybe a slightly lower performance fee and eventually a higher hurdle.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to pose a question, please press star 1. Once again, to pose a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Our next question comes from Mr. John Prigoff from Equinox.
Yeah, I'll just jump back in here to ask a more general question. Can you talk about what your investment strategy has been more recently, and you know, is there anything specific that you guys are looking at, or just maybe just some general market commentary from you as to what you're seeing?
Well, as I said, it was to our surprise that, especially given the strong run of the market in the past, you know, since the recovery of the crisis in the past 15 months, more or less, that we were able to outperform the market. For us, is a common thing, or what you would expect is that in moments where the market is down or flat, we tend to outperform the market, but in more high beta, high flow market, we tend to underperform, and that was not the case. So it was a very good surprise for us. What we're seeing here is, I would say, a challenging environment to deploy capital. It's not an easy market. Valuations, especially in the more obvious stories, more high liquidity names, very complicated to deploy new capital. So we have been thinking a lot more out of the box, trying to find more unusual things where there is room to deploy capital eventually. But what I can tell you is that our investment activity, meaning new things and new investments, has been very shy year to date. We haven't done very much, and that's mainly related to what we consider to be a disconnection between prices, market prices, and fundamentals.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, again, If you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Since there are no further questions, this concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Eduardo Mufahesh to proceed with his closing statements. Please, sir, go ahead.
I would like to thank everybody for attending this call, for the questions, and if you have any follow-up subjects that you would like to touch base, please let us know. We are here at your disposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That does conclude the Tarpon Investimentos 2010 second quarter results conference call. Thank you very much for your participation and have all a good day.